Rob Allen's in the house, and this is Bits and Pieces. This is the sixth iteration, and you're Rob Allen, and I'm
Stu Pryke.
Welcome aboard. And hey, listen, it's been a bit of a gap, and we've had some logistics, we've had some politic, but everything's coming sweet. Listen, what were you doing over the weekend, Rob?
Well, last weekend was some weekend for Hebe Haven Yacht Club. It was our 24-hour charity dinghy race. Unbelievable.
Totally believable. And what was it, the 20th or 19th or something like that?
It was our 21st edition of the 24-hour charity race.
21 years of the 24-hour charity race. That's awesome.
And all of this came from Mark Horton and Roger Eastham 22 years ago over a San Miguel. And look where we are today. They would be so proud.
So the proof of the pudding is leave the San Miguel alone. Don't come up with any ideas in the bar. And where are they now? Mr. Horton's here, right?
He was here. He was racing. He was so proud. And he had his kids out. Dion and Ellie were racing. They were having a great last 2 hours together racing each other. So good to see that.
Top notch. He's the youngest, oldest guy on the squad, isn't he? Sailing.
He is. Amazing. Bless him, Mark. Yeah.
Now,
sure.
Listen, this was Team Rob Allen, basically. This was a huge logistic event. But would you say, out of all the ones that you've done in the past, this was probably about the heaviest one you've done?
It was just amazing, incredible to be part of this event once again. I really missed it last year for personal reasons. And to come back into it, obviously there's a few changes. The village was great. The sailing was great. The weather was just on tap. It was superb.
We had 18 or 22 new stalls, I think, overall. We had the normal ones.
Yep.
So it was a village, but we changed it from the village to a carnival, didn't we?
So this year's theme was carnival. Yep. So we had everything from Morris dancers, live entertainment, bands. We had the theme. We had pirates appearing.
We did. We had Jimmy Two Times on Saturday night. They were awesome as usual.
Yeah, and Doghouse, which was our young instructor team out on the stage there doing their part. So yeah, it was just a superb effort from everybody. But all in all, reflecting on everything now, I think it was a job well done. And I think we've got a lot to look forward to. And our wrap up is happening soon. Wednesday, the 20th of November, check presentation night to the
Brilliant.
Charities.
So it's Team Allen. We also had Team Simon Robinson as well, who was sort of heading up a lot of the bits and pieces, you know, pun intended, trying to get the thing all sort of organised. We had some teething problems. We had race result problems. I know some of the schools weren't that happy with not having a continuous elements of where the results were, but I think next year we'll probably resolve that.
Yep.
That said, we had over 700 sailors, if I'm right, and how many teams?
So we had about 700 plus sailors. There was over 300 volunteers, 38 boats racing. Over 28 teams took part, because some teams had two or three boats.
Yep.
Hebe Dragons had five boats, for example. But just an incredible number of people who are out on the water, supporting on shore, and yeah, just the whole atmosphere was brilliant.
And Rob, we had one of our new boats out there as well, or a few of our new boats. Quiet introduction with the Fusion, is that right?
So yeah, the Fusions have taken over from the Laser Pico, which we've had for years. The three yacht clubs in Hong Kong, we always try to purchase and buy the same fleets of dinghies and boats, so that we have class racing and we can support each other's events. So big shout out to Royal Hong Kong Yacht Club.
Brilliant.
And Macau Sailing Club, who helped us with the dinghies for this year's event.
And we had the Fevers out there as well, loaned as well from the
Macau Sailing
Royal Hong Kong Yacht Club as well.
And Royal Hong Kong as well, okay. So they were great.
Quests were on the water, and we didn't have any Optimist, did we? So we didn't
have any
young sailors.
No Optimist take part in that.
No. Okay.
So yeah, we had four fleets, the Hansa 303s, the Fusions, the Fevers and the Quests. Amazing to see 14 Quests out there.
Total. I think overnight on Saturday night, we had gusts up to 15 or 16 or 17 knots, force 3 to 4. A few people got wet. Did you get wet? Were you sailing, sir?
I was out on the water. It was on a safety boat supporting the kids, giving them some encouragement and just motivating them to keep on going. The 24-hour race, as we all know, is normally from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. It's a drifting race, and it was known as the graveyard shift for everybody.
Like last year, I remember
sailors.
That. Yeah.
However, the wind gods were playing this year, and my word, did they play! And they made it such a better spectacle and such a better event for the sailors to take part in. But with that came a few challenges for the safety team on the water.
So I heard, yeah.
But yeah, Lily Reed and her team of safety guys did a great job out there. They were broken by the end, hardly any sleep, constantly out there, sorting boats that were breaking down, bringing kids back that weren't quite sure where they were meant to be, sailors that were telling us they were good to go and they were absolutely not good to go. You name it, we had it. It was just wild out there.
It was a crazy time because I was down on the South Dock doing a little bit of bits and bobs, and I've got to say, everybody looked absolutely banjaxed on the, on the dock. And the feedback was humongously brilliant, except everybody was totally knackered.
Oh, yes.
That said, but that led into Sunday, and the end of the race was... Now, explain the... A few people are actually saying... on the hard, on the ashore, how was the race finished at 2?
Correct.
At 1400 local, and then what? There was, if somebody hadn't actually hit the line by 2, they could do another loop on the
lap.
So
yeah, what happens is, obviously, the boats are sailing around, not everyone's going to finish at exactly the same time. So you, when the finish gun goes, you have 20 minutes to complete your lap. And then at 2:20, no more laps are counted for your team. So you need to get around as quickly as you possibly can. I know there was a couple of boats that were about around the 20 to 21
minute mark. They were hanging back, I could see.
And they were just like,
yeah.
Oh, that's not going to work, guys.
Yeah.
But fair play, they'll live and learn for next year.
Good one. So that's so 24-hour charity race, 21st one. That's amazing. We've done 24... I mean, I don't think... there's no other legacy club in Hong Kong has followed through with some litany of... continuous sailing like that, as far as
for
I know.
24 hours, no. I mean, you've got the Four Peaks race,
yep,
which is similar, but that's a different type of challenge, and that's on keel boats, and you're on the actual same boat for the yep. whole race. This event has just got multiple sailors, it's got multiple people taking part, and it's a very unique, and we're very lucky to have this at
UK. And the thing is, it goes to charity. Anybody that pays into this race, the money goes... Who does the charity... Who are the charity receivers on this one?
So we've got our five beneficiary charities, which the club has been supporting for a number of years. Obviously, Children's Cancer Foundation is the
worthwhile
main beneficiary.
Any way you look at it.
Absolutely,
right.
Can't go wrong with that. And then you've got Treats, Ideal, Sai Kung, District Community Council, and our home charity, Sailability Hong Kong.
Sailability, who are... Now, we're going to segue, aren't we, to
we
Sailability.
Are.
They have something going on next month, 23rd of November, and what's that?
So, on the 23rd of November, it is Sailability Hong Kong's 15th anniversary. And unbelievable, again, story that these guys, the journey that they've been on. 15 years ago, I was... very proud to be involved in the initial startup program with Kay, Mike, and the team, and to see where this has what
you,
it has
you were
become.
Part of the genesis of this
yes.
whole thing, weren't you?
It was unreal. The challenges that we had to convince people that this was the right thing to do,
yeah.
it was a safe thing to do. We had to go through so many challenges to get to this point, but it was worth it. And yeah, kudos to Kay, Mike, and everyone else that was involved in that, because to see over 25% of the fleet was from Sailability Hong Kong at the 24
hours. That's utterly amazing.
Incredible.
So, and they were parasailers as well, weren't they? I mean, they weren't normally, I hate to use that word normally, but yeah. I mean, we had the parasailers in those Hansa 303s.
Yeah, we had the volunteer teams, yeah. the Saturday sailors, the guys, the instructors that help out, they were all there. Unfortunately, the top few sailors were not at the event this year.
Because
it's clashed.
Yes, it did, in a big way.
But it has clashed, unfortunately, or fortunately, whichever way you look at it, with the International Hansa Class Asia Pacific Championships. And this is in Southport Yacht Club, Australia.
In Australia, just Brisbane.
Yeah.
Kay
is there now with the team.
Yep.
And Team Hong Kong is absolutely smashing it. And
yep.
Race 7, another bullet for Fu Yung Wai. And yeah, Team Hong Kong is doing incredible. Great results there. Big shout out to Team Hong Kong.
Well, I've got to say, Kay, I know, was absolutely moribund on not being here for this one, and it was a big clash for her. She obviously has to keep sailability in the forefront of what she wants to do. So I think when she's back in territory, she'll be doing a little bit of catch-up, and I know she's going to touch base with you.
Yeah, and we'll get her here onto episode 7.
We have to do that. Episode 7 of Bits and Pieces. Yes. Absolutely top-notch. Now, listen, there is also a couple of boats that didn't make their presentations known, and you know where I'm coming on this one, and that's the 29ers. We've got one, two, or three of them, I don't know. And you're going to say a little bit about that, I think.
Yeah.
Aspiring sailors.
Yeah, so, I mean, the club has just purchased 3 secondhand 29ers. This is all part of the club's development programme for youth sailors, and this is a way that Harvey and the Sailing Development Committee have seen and agreed to keep our teenage
Big
sailors here at the club.
With those guys.
Yeah. So this is great. I mean, we didn't or don't have any high-performance double-handed dinghies, and now we have this boat, which is a pathway boat to the 49er and Olympics. And so, yeah, this is going to be great. Now we're focusing on this, and we've got some teenage sailors that we're going to get some trials on these 29ers, get them going, see how they fit, and find a squad that works really well for this this dinghy.
That's first stop. But having said that, I notice when I'm going around the club, a lot of the parents are saying, look, where can our kids go from green optimist sailing into the next level? They might not be heavy enough for the lasers on their own.
Exactly.
And so this is a boat that really, as a team, they can aspire to and grow into up to age 14, 15, 16 and beyond, I think, isn't
Absolutely.
It?
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, the pathway is great for us to have single-handed and now double-handed racing opportunities. For the sailors, it's the parents always want to know, and obviously our pathway is you start in the recreational sailing, you then come into the OPI program, work your way through Green Fleet, and then once you've finished in the Optimists, age 13 to 15, it all depends on the size of you, the weight of you, the height of you, and then these factors are key into determining which dinghy you're going to go into or what pathway you're going to follow.
And
so this is awesome for
them. And be warned, for the kids, it's almost addictive, isn't it? They get, you know, they get from OPIs, which, let's face it, so many of the grounding sailors, you talk about pathway, it's a massive pathway. The ones that we see, some of the top sailors on TP52s, you know,
they
have come from
in OPIs.
Yeah, they have.
Absolutely.
And also at Hebe.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, we had two of our, out of the 3 Hong Kong sailors that were at Paris this year.
Yeah, for the Olympics.
Nick Akira, they were both original Hebe Young sailors.
Massive,
and they were
shout
in their,
out to those guys.
In their Optimists, worked their way up into the lasers, now known as Ilka, and then obviously into double-handed sailing for Nick and Russell, who were representing Hong Kong and Paris in the 49ers.
Totally.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So the pathway works. Proof is in the pudding, and it's so good now that we've got this international race boat, double-handed dinghy at the club.
Righty. So, okay. So that's we'll put the 24 out of bed with everything else associated with that. What's happening this next sort of couple of weeks? There's a few things that we've got the Round the Island race, but that's going to be
a bit of a snap.
We've got Mr. Weather coming in, right?
Mr. Weather has made an appearance once again, and unfortunately, Around the Island race, which is an iconic event in Hong Kong run by the Royal Hong Kong Yacht Club, that event this Saturday is now postponed.
Right. Officially postponed.
Oh, okay. T3 is expected.
Yep.
The resale has been scheduled for the 18th of January.
Wow.
So we're going to have to wait, because this is all to do with the sailing calendar.
Yep.
Finding event dates is near impossible. Finding resale dates is just about the same. And so, yeah, luckily they have that reserved, but that is a huge disappointment to a lot of people looking forward this weekend.
Okay. A relief, though, for the mob at North Sails. I was in there yesterday, and they said, we are flat out trying to get sorted out for the Round the Island race, and now, of course, there's a little bit of respite for them. So, you know.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, it's Samu next door at North Sails. He's been working away for the last 2 weeks. He's just solid, rock blocked. He's, and now all that work,
slave to racing.
January to get those boats finished
Totally. So, okay, Round the Island race gone. We've got a couple of things coming up as well. We got Winter Saturday Series, I think. That's starting sometime in November.
Yeah, so the 9th of November, we start our club's Winter Saturday Series. That's the yacht racing, which goes again for 4 race days, 2 in November, 2 in December. club racing at its best. Superb weather.
Okay.
Jumpers and jackets are back out.
Yeah.
And on the fourth theme,
get your fleeces out,
day,
your long johns.
Bring your Santa hat. Why not? Ho, ho, ho.
Could be done.
So yeah, that's a really fun event.
Okay.
That is, and it's going to be great winds coming now as well for the season.
Okay, that's cool. And also we've got the Clean Pack Show one day. That's coming up towards the end of November as well, isn't it?
Yeah. So the 24th of November, we've got our sustainability team coming together. We're going to hit the local beaches. We're going to be calling out, so big shout out to volunteers, members, students looking for ways to sign off community action service.
That's an excellent point, because I know a lot of the schools are doing this inter-community service thing where they need to rubber stamp that, I think, for 20 or 30 hours. And that's a great way for kids at schools to do it. So,
for sure. And this is a fun way to come and do it as well.
Yeah.
And it's the impact that it has. I mean, we give these beaches, which is about 5 beaches in the local area in Hebe Haven Bay and just beyond, that we focus on cleaning, the beaches that we use and our members use. And the before and after shots are unreal. The amount of lapsap that we get back to the dock is quite shocking.
It's incredible. We use 3 or 4 or 5 boats to bring all that heavy stuff back, mostly foam and plastics and everything else. And actually, it's a good way for the adults, for the parents as well, to really take a snapshot as to how much of that waste really does come from how we live our lives.
It is.
You know,
I mean, the world has changed.
Disposable plastics and everything else, isn't
it? It's sad to see this, but we have to do our part. These are our waters, these are our beaches. So, Clean Pack Show one day, 24th of November.
Put it on your list. Be there or be square. Now, listen, a lot of the schools are doing some sailing now. We're corralling and harvesting some of the schools. Who have we get? I mean, we're getting. I think, did we get Kellett in? I'm not terribly sure. But there's a few of the schools coming in. Malvern, Hong Kong Academy, Oxbridge International School. I didn't even know that existed in Hong Kong.
I mean,
so tell us about that a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, we're focusing on the schools. The schools is a really key part of the Sailing Centre. That's the bread and butter programmes, the grassroots training. Get the schools in from the school programmes, like Challenge Weeks, Community Action Service Weeks. Once they've had that 5-day experience, they then, a lot of them do actually come and continue sailing with us. And then we get them into assistant instructing, racing, or at least sailing for their schools at inter-school regatta or the 24-hour race.
And we can cherry pick the kids, to say kids, but you know, the young adults, into AI, assistant instructors to do that. And also, the great thing is, they get paid for that as well, don't they?
They do. So it's a great opportunity. It ticks lots of boxes. And the Sailing for Schools program, we're working on hard. November is packed with challenge weeks.
Yep.
So we've got KG5, Sharton College, Nord Anglia School, and there's a new program. Thanks, Dion Horton, for bringing this program in. Choi Kai Yam School is coming in for the very first time. Local kids going to do a level 1 and 2.
That's what we're looking for.
That
to get
is
the
exactly
local
right.
schools involved, because then we can grow, as you said, into the pathway of better sailing. Now, listen, we've got almost an elite sailor who is a 29 sailor, and I hope you don't mind me mentioning him, Pasu.
Pasu, the legend.
He is the legend. Now, he was absolutely, smiles over the ground when he saw the 29ers arrive. Where's he going to go in this program? Do you think he'll come through and start instructing some of those kids coming up from those local schools?
Exactly that.
Yep.
So Pasu is going to be one of our 29er coaches that we use because of his experience.
Yep.
He's come through the program. He's bilingual. He's a Hebe Dragon.
Brilliant.
And he's going to be taking the lead for the Phase 1 initiative to get this 29er program up and running.
And I know you were pinnacle in bringing him back. He was a little bit wayward. Now he's come back in and he seems pretty focused as well. And also he was down there for the 24-hour charity doing his bit.
So Lily had a great team of our instructors, Pasu, Sam and Sam. The four of those guys ran the safety at the 24-hour race. They all just became powerboat instructors, RYA powerboat instructors. So their personal development is really great to see, And so it's just so good to have these role model coaches who came from our program running our programs.
That's great to see. Team Allen, if I may say that.
Oh, God.
Team Allen. Now, listen, we've got the RYA powerboat stuff going on as well.
Yeah.
And where's that going? It's established. I don't think a lot of the listeners know, how to get involved. And they ought to get involved as well, because one issue that we have in the club is we get the PVOL theory courses done. You sit the exam. You go to MARDEP and everything else. They've got the shiny new ticket. Then what do we do with that ticket? If you haven't had hands-on, where do we go?
The club needs volunteers all year round to drive safety boats, all the different types of regattas and events that we manage.
And that's for media, safety boats, mark laying,
everything.
The whole nine
you
yards.
Name it, yep. We've got it, but we need volunteers.
Yep.
We have got this RYA school, and you can learn to drive your powerboat and the club powerboat safely and properly under the supervision of our coaches. It will give you amazing confidence to go and drive your own powerboat or your own vessel. But then also it gives you confidence to come and volunteer. And so contact the Sailing Centre. We've got powerboat level 2 courses, RYA safety boat courses, and it is such a great ticket to have. It is a real ticket that means that you have done the training, practical skills, hands-on, on the water, and it just complements the PVOCC, the Masters and Engineers.
And then if it sucks you into the RYA, then you get some benefits of the RYA as well, discounts here and there.
Yeah,
and
you get some discounts on your membership, get some opportunities to get good purchases on various things through the RYA membership. But the ticket itself is priceless. It just means that you've done some proper training, and it means that you're hopefully a lot safer on the water having done this.
And I've got the funny feeling that at Hebe, we're becoming a little bit more RYA orientated as well. Would that be right to say that?
Yeah. KK Lowe and the Powerboat Committee, they're doing a great job in just getting as much information to the community, especially the local members of the club, about RYA, safe driving, boat handling skills, and just general safety awareness on the water.
And we're a dedicated RYA centre, aren't we?
We are. We are a recognised RYA sailing school. Sailability are an RYA recognised sailing school. But we'll never get that because it's political, because of the HKSF.
That's the way it goes. There's always that interface between HKSF, RYA, but
correct.
Who knows? Maybe those borders will get broken down later.
Yeah, who knows what can happen in the future.
Okay.
But right now, this is the situation that we're in. But get in touch, come and sign up for a powerboat course. The winter time, January to April, is the best time
to
do it.
It is the top time to do it.
It's perfect time, because not so much is going on in Hong Kong and at the club at that time.
Yep.
But you get your tickets so that you're ready when the season starts in April.
Get your fleeces out, get on the water, but before that, call Rob and his team. Now, listen, the other side of the coin is we're looking at maybe doing some theory courses over the winter, when the nights are dragging in. What's the plan?
We would love to get some seminars going.
Yep.
We'd love to get some talks going. It'd be great to organise some onshore navigation courses, which would be really cool. We've never done that before.
That's right. Yep.
So I want to talk to you and some of the other experienced
Scotties
about that.
Okay, so nav planning, maybe some rules of the road, that sort
stuff
of thing.
Stuff like that.
Yep.
In English and in Cantonese.
Of course.
So that we accommodate our full membership.
Yeah.
And just take advantage of this time where it is darker nights earlier and cooler weather. Let's do all these training whilst we've got this opportunity before the good warm weather comes and we get back out there and get going for another round of it.
Rock and roll. Talk about another round. We've got the second round coming up with an AGM on the 14th of November.
Be there or be square, as Mr. Price
says. I will be in the Sleepy Sea, weather permitted, but I don't know, so I might miss it. But we're going to be looking at the harbinger of the departure of our existing Commodore, the Right Honourable Mr. Don Johnson, to the new one. And who knows who that might
be? Who knows? The membership will speak.
The dark tunnel of the membership. But anyway, so that's another one. But with that could be a new iteration of what's going to happen. And maybe we'll be putting down some new groundwork to everything we talked about with new courses and everything else. So that's good. Anything that's happening on F&B side? I know it's not your particular sort of baby, but is that going to be anything that you're looking at in terms of where the sailors can, you know, can sort of, you know, grab a bite to eat when they're on the water. I mean, we used to have this thing called, Meals on Keels.
Meals on Keels.
Is that going to happen again?
So I'm actually going to go meet David Lamb, chairman of the F&B committee, yep. and his team next Tuesday night, and talk about how we can just connect better together yep. with sailing and F&B, so that we can help to give as good a service as possible and as good a food as possible to our members and the users. So we're trying to intertwine F&B committee into the sailing events, and we'll go and see if we can do some really good barbecues, nice spreads, good buffets, and just have happy people.
So work in progress, that's the thing, because at the end of the day, the club is about its membership.
Absolutely.
And it's what you as the STC as well can feed into that membership.
Yeah.
And so we've got a few things going on. A lot of that is broadcast through, actually this one, even though we haven't done, you know, this is a sixth broadcast, but we're going to try and do a few more. Heebie-jeebies magazine, there's lots of stuff going in there.
Yep.
We've got the events calendar, we've got the diary. And by the way, I had somebody came up to me the other day talking about the spring tides, how low they were.
It's very.
Yeah, it's like, where are the spring tides? You know, so who can tell us about the spring tides? It is in the heebie-jeebies now. So
there's no
excuse for going aground. You know who you are. Anyway, so anything more to be said on this one? We've got about 20, sort of 2 minutes. We're about to wrap it up now.
Yeah, no, like I said, just a huge shout out to the membership, the volunteers, yep. everyone who's taken part, especially in our flagship event, 24-hour race. There's a lot of cool things to look forward to. The weather's cooling.
Yep.
The weather is going to be great for the next few weeks, hopefully. So this is the time to get your boats out on the water, get boating, get sailing, and enjoy this fantastic weather coming our way.
And Rob said it all. And also, don't forget, we've got the J80s as well. And they can rent the J80s for the keelboat workers.
Yeah,
well.
The members have got access to these J80s. It's amazing if you don't own a boat to have access to a charter boat.
Yep.
These boats are super for chartering, for cruising, for racing. And yeah, contact the sailing office. Get out on the J80s.
And those boats are like grease weasel lubricant, aren't they?
Oh, superb. They yeah. are very user-friendly, yep. but they can also go really okay. well too. So a good, fun, fast boat to use for the members.
Brilliant. So all that and more through the STC, either through Rob, Queenie,
Joyce Nelson,
and Joyce
any of the
Nelson
guys.
Or Lily. That's fabulous. Okay, so wrapping it up, what's your last word on the whole subject of this week?
I just want to say congratulations to the club, staff, management, 24-hour committee. Sensational work at the 24-hour race. We salute you, EB team.
I'll back that up. Mr. Rob Allen, Team Rob Allen, this is Bits and Pieces, sixth iteration. We'll catch you for the seventh soon.
See you soon, EB Haven. Thanks, Duke Bright.
Bye for now.